And I'm disappointed to tell the Olam that after today we'll be saying goodbye to the three sisters for a little while at least. To the three sisters and the two brothers, and they're married to everybody, three brothers, two sisters. We are going to have it one more time, but it's not going to be a hard case. This is like the last of the cases that people have to hold cheshbon here in the family tree. Shloisha Achim, last Mishnah, Lamed Amud Aleph. Shloisha Achim, three brothers, Shnayim Mehem Nesuim Shtei Achis. Two of them are married to two sisters. Again, Reuben and Shimon, married to Rachel and Leah. Ve'echad Nasi Nachris, and Levi is married to Shprinza. Girish Echad Nibali Achis is Ishtai. Reuben divorced his wife. Umeis Nasi Nachris. And then, Levi died. The Kansa Megarish, and Reuben married Shprinza. 100% legal. He could have married Shprinza even if he was married to Rachel, but he had divorced Rachel. Again, Reuben and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Levi is married to Shprinza. Reuben divorces Rachel. This is the case in the Mishnah. Reuben divorces Rachel. Levi dies. Reuben's Meyabim Rachel. I'm sorry, Reuben's Meyabim Shprinza. And then Reuben dies. Shimon can marry Shprinza. There's no reason he can't. It's his brother's wife. She's not related to his wife. She never was related to his wife. She had no shaykes to his wife. And therefore, Reuven can be dies, Shimon can be Miyabim Shprinza. That's the case that I'm just reading the case in the Mishnah. Let's read the case in the Mishnah. Ve'echad Nasi Nachris, Girish Echad Mibali Achis Es Ishtai. One of the husbands of the sisters, Reuven, divorces his wife. Umeis Nasi Nachris, and then Levi dies. Becomes Hamagarish, and Reuven did Yibum. Umeis, and then he died. Zuish Amru Bekulam Shemesu, and Mizgarshu. This is the case that we said, that if the Erva died or got divorced, Tzaraseya Mutaris, the Tzaras are Mutar. Rashi. The Kansa Megarish Umeis, Mutaris Zulu Hisyabim. Shari Achula Kansa, before Reuven married Shprinza, Girish Esarishay Nashi Erva. He had divorced his Rachel. Vahaitza Tzarasa Mihailam, Shprinza was never Tzaras Erva. Zel Shamru, the Perikrishan, is Garsha Arayas, the first Mishnah we said that the Erva got divorced, Tereseyim Mutaris. Now let's take stock of this Mishnah for a second. This Mishnah seems to indicate a whole bunch of diyukim. And different Amaroyim are going to hold of different diyukim. So therefore I want to take stock here. Reuven divorced his wife before Levi died. Key point here. That's what the Mishnah said. Inference is that had Levi died before Reuven divorced his wife, things would have been different. Clear?
Why?
That's a good question. I'm not here to say reasons now. I'm here to point out the inferences from the Mishnah. Again, let's listen to the case in the Mishnah. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven divorced his wife. Then Levi, who was married to Shprinza, dies. And then Reuven was Miyabim Shprinza. So now when Reuven dies, Shimon can be Miyabim Shprinza. That's what the Mishnah says. That means the Mishnah sets it up that the divorce of Rachel took place prior to Levi's death. That's what the Mishnah says.
I know, but your inference is not necessarily true.
No, why not? Tell me why not. Why did the Mishnah set up the case that way? Why did the Mishnah have Reuven divorce Rachel?
This is this case. This is the case that happened.
This is not a story. If it's a story, you say Kasha Namaita. This is a halacha. And the halacha, if the halacha would have been different, if the halacha would have been the same in a bigger Kiddush, we would have said it. Correct? This is not a case that happened, and they came, and therefore we deal with a case that happened. This is a case we're writing up. And when we write up a case, we write the case very to the point.
Sequence is specific.
The sequence is, the Mishnah wrote a specific sequence. We have to figure out why the Mishnah wrote a specific sequence. We're going to have three different chapters in the Gemara. But why did the Mishnah pick this specific sequence? Because the Mishnah wrote a specific sequence. The Mishnah could have just said, Levi died, and then Reuven divorced his wife. Or, even more so, Levi died, Reuven was Miyabim his wife, and had two wives, and then he was divorced Rachel. And then Reuven died. But what happened in that case? By the time Reuven died, he wasn't married to the Erev anymore. He once was. We had a machlokes back in Dr. Gimel, what the halacha is in that case. Right? Reuven is married to an Erev and to another woman. He divorces the Erev, and then he dies. One man the Amr said, you look through the marriage. She was once a Tzara's Erev. And one man the Amr said, you look at the moment of death. Our Mishnah is very specific in the sequence. It not only does it have Reuven doing Yibum while he's married to the sister, it doesn't even have Levi dying while Reuven is married to the sister. It's like way out.
The Mishnah says in the case so that there would be no machlokes.
Again, the Mishnah doesn't deal with a machlokes Amoraim. A machlokes Amoraim happened 200 years after the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't avoid a machlokes Amoraim. It teaches me one way or the other way. Again, I'm just pointing out the fact that the Mishnah insisted on a specific sequence. What we're going to do with that is the Gemara. But I'm just pointing it out that we should be aware what's bothering the Gemara. There's a very specific sequence here, and a very simple sequence, meaning doesn't get involved in any Shiloh. The Mishnah doesn't avoid Shilohs. The Mishnah paskins Shilohs. And here's the Mishnah telling me a case that's like as benign as they come. Reuven divorced his wife before Levi even died. Then Reuven did Yibum to Levi's wife. It does not mention what happens if Levi dies before Reuven divorces his wife. What happens if Reuven did Yibum before he divorced his wife? Two steps. Doesn't cover any of those steps. It means obviously the Mishnah is inferring that there the halakha would be different. And the question is, why? Why would the halakha be different? So that's what we're going to be dealing with. Yes?
The way the Mishnah is currently set up, in the cases and scenarios, is there anybody here that is a tzara, true tzara?
No. Never. There were never two wives in the picture.
What does the last statement mean? The very last two words, so to say, in the Torah.
Meaning, it's even though they ended up being married to the same husband, Rachel and Shprinza were married to the same husband at different times.
But they were never a true tzar.
That's why, their mother. Even though, theoretically, they were shared the same husband, but it happened at different times. That's what the Mishnah means. That's what the Mishnah means.
If the other brother that's surviving, he's married to one of the sisters that was divorced. His sister-in-law got divorced, right? He's
married to Leah, and he's still happily married to Leah, and they're celebrating their 48th wedding anniversary.
Okay. And unfortunately his brother.
But since it's COVID, they're doing it outside. Yes.
So his brother divorced her sister, right?
Correct.
Okay. If his own wife unfortunately dies, Aisha Saf's still on that lady, right? He can't marry that divorced.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Dr. Gamar, time in the Girish. Aishas Ach only becomes Mutter if there's Yibum. If there's no Yibum, it is an Ayeser permanently forever. Double Lashon.
Even if he dies and his wife, own wife dies, both remain.
The only Arabs that ever get permitted through death only, with no other factor, is Aishas Ish and Achais Isha. No other erva does the death affect anything besides when there's a mitzvah of evil. He had Reuven divorced Rachel. Here, a case. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven divorced Rachel. Reuven divorced Rachel. Shimon is married to Leah. Leah dies. Can Shimon marry Rachel? Not Yibum. There's no Yibum here. Reuven was married to Rachel.
Reuben married, yeah.
And he divorced her.
Okay.
Shimon is married to Leah. Leah dies. Can Shimon marry Rachel?
Yes.
Why? It's his brother's wife.
It's his brother's wife.
Ex-wife. But it wasn't.
It's his brother's ex-wife, and there's no Yibum.
They have children. I mean, because the other sister's still living, that's why. I know.
No!
Well, because he divorced her.
Again, brother's wife is a permanent erva. When Reuben marries Rachel, Shimon, his brother, can never marry Rachel. Ever. Unless there's a mitzvah yibum. If Reuben divorces Rachel, there's no longer ever going to be a mitzvah yibum from Reuben. He divorced her. Now Rachel is Reuben's ex-wife with no mitzvah yibum. She will be permanently ushered to his brother. It's his brother's wife. The only heir of the death of...
Ex-wife,
yeah. It's his brother's ex-wife.
Finish that line, Rabbi. The only what?
The only Arabs that are affected by the death only of one participant is Eshes Ish. Her husband dies, she becomes permitted. And Achais Isha. When a woman dies, her sister becomes permitted. If that's the only Arab we're dealing with.
When a sister dies, the sister becomes forbidden.
When Reuben's married to Rachel, and then Rachel will die, and Leah's a single lady, he can marry Leah. The Nava Minska Rebbe, Zechatadik Rebbe, was married to a woman who died, and after she died, he married her sister, who was a widow from another man, not a brother.
Who was that?
Doesn't make a difference.
No,
I don't know who it was. Doesn't make a difference. But he married the sister of his wife. It's 100% mutter. She was not his brother's wife. She was his wife's sister, who was now free lady because her husband had died. And his wife died, and it was his wife's sister who was mutter to him. She's still alive, I think. The second rabbit.
Who? Who's still alive?
The Rebbe Rebbe Minsky Rebbe.
Oh, yeah. I know who the Shatzin was. I'm serious.
I'm glad. I hope he collected money. What can I tell you? I hope he made money.
The rich guy in Chicago, but I always forget his name. He's a rabbi. The rabbi supposedly.
Fair enough.
What's his name?
What difference does it make?
It's very important. I saw the video.
Again.
What? Myman?
No.
Yeah, I don't know why in the world we're even discussing this. Don't think about it,
Vaiter.
Time of the Girish Vach Kachmes. The inference of the Mishnah is that the only reason Reuben can marry Sprinter, and then if he dies, Shimon can marry Sprinter, is because Rachel was divorced before Levi died. That's what the Mishnah set it up. Avu meis v'achkach yirish. But what would happen if Levi died and then Rachel got divorced? So let's set up this scenario. Reuben and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Levi dies. Levi dies. Reuben divorces Rachel. And then Reuben dies. Nobody did Yibum. Again, Reuben and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Our Mishnah had a case that Reuben divorced Rachel and then Levi died. Let's reverse that. Levi died first. Then Reuben divorces Rachel. Did not do Yibum on Shmenta. Did not do Yibum and Shmenta. Levi died, Reuben divorced Rachel, and then Reuben died. Can Shimon do Yibum and Shmenta? Our Mishnah seems to infer that not, because the Mishnah insisted that the divorce take place before Levi's death. That means if Levi would have died first, we would not let Shimon do Yibum and Shmenta. Why not? Because at the moment that Levi died, Sprinter was Zokuk to Reuben and Shimon, but let's just say to Reuben now. And since he was Zokuk to Reuben, the Sprinter and Rachel were Tzaras Bezika. They had a certain marital bond to Reuben. Sprinter was bound to him because of Zika, and Rachel was bound to him because it was his wife. And therefore, even though he now divorces Rachel, But Shprinza was the sister, was a tzara of an erva bezika. Therefore, she would be asked for Shiva to do Yibum. That's what the Mishnah seems to be inferring.
What's the erva?
Again. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Right? Reuven's married to Rachel, Shimon's married to Leah. Levi dies. Let's stop and take stock at that moment. Shprinza is an tzaras erva, is a co-wife to an erva, because she's bound to Reuven and to Shimon, by the way. She's bound to Reuven and to Shimon. Because she has Zika. Right? And therefore, she shares a bond with Rachel, who is Reuven's wife.
Both ways.
Let me finish.
Yeah.
She shares a bond to Rachel, who is Reuven's wife. Then, Reuven divorced Rachel. But Shprinza had shared a bond with Rachel at one point. Now Reuven dies. To Shimon, Shprinza is his wife's sister, Sarah, because they were bound together at the moment when Levi died. That's what the Gemara is being medayek. Since the Mishnah has Levi die after Reuven divorces Rachel, that means if Levi would have died before Reuven divorced Rachel, there would have been a problem.
And if there's no divorce, one of them could have done.
So that's the point we have to get into. But let's first do the Gemara. You're right.
So that makes things better.
Again. I hate when we jump the gun because then I don't get to explain myself. Time is the Girish Rachach Meis. Avu Meis Rachach Girish Asura. But if Levi would have died and then Rachel would have divorced Reuven would have divorced Rachel, seems to be Asur. Amar Avashi, Zois Emeris, Yesh Zika Filu Mitrayachi. That tells me that there is a Zika, and Shprinza and Rachel were bound together. And therefore, Shimon cannot be Miyabim Shprinza, even after Reuven divorced Rachel, because once upon a time, they were, quote unquote, both bound to Reuven. And therefore, Shprinza became a tzaras erva of Shimon. It's his wife's sister's tzara. Rashi. Zok Rashi. Time is the gerish. Now here Rashi is going to address all the issues, and let's do it slowly. Can I please don't, please don't, please don't do this.
Where's the Rashi?
Time is the gerish. Time is the gerish bala achyas tchila. The only reason we're permitting it is because one of those sisters' husbands, Reuven, divorced his wife. The Akakach makes no sinachris, and then Levi died. Now, Philip Bezika, Lenasa Sarasa Mayalam. They never shared any common bond because Rachel was out before Levi died. Hum makes no sinachris. But if the Nasi Nachris would have died, the Huskika Nachris Labali Achyas, and Shprinza would have fallen to both Reuven and Shimon. The Achah got Girish, and then Reuven would have divorced Rachel. The Nasa Lazu, and she would have married Reuven. Hayo, the Kaidim Shigirish, Nasa Sarasa Bezika. Since before he divorced Rachel, Shprinza and Rachel were tsaris through the Zika. Asura al Achiv Kishiyamus Hamagarish, Mishum tsaris Achaisisha. She becomes usher to Shimon because she is Saras Achais Ishtai through Zika. Now, here Rashi comes to address the problem. When Levi dies and Rachel and Leah are married, and Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, can either of them do Yibum? Absolutely. We don't say that you can't be Miyabim Shprinza because she's bound to your brothers, to both of the sisters with Zika. Let's take the case. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, Levi died. Is there any restriction on Reuven or Shimon doing Yibum? No. I, each one is a chayz zikuka. The answer is, we allow Yibum to take place. She's a strange woman. We allow Yibum to take place. Nobody asks Yibum. So why over here is Shmintza become Aser because of the Zika? If that's true, then she should be an Aser to begin with. Reuben should never be able to do Yibum, and Shimon should never allow to do Yibum. And that's not true. Zaptrash. Bishlaim Eloi Kansa. Had Reuben never not done Yibum, had Reuben divorced Rachel and never done Yibum to Shmintza, have a Mutaris Lazem, Machmazika Kazaka Varishan. Shimon could have married her because she's Levi's wife. Have a Mishikansa. The Akshim Zakuka Lazem, Mikayak Bala Erva, Asura, the Avagav Lahaisa Tarasa Lamazika. Let me explain what Rashi's trying to say. I admit that I have a hard time understanding it, but I will try to explain it to the best of my ability. What?
Just take the words about.
Where?
She
gets married. Ba'akshav Skuka Lazeh, now she's bound to Shimon, Mikayach Ba'la Erva, from Reuven, from the husband of Rachel. Asura, she's Asur. Ve'avagav Lahaita Tzaras Ela Bezika, even though Shmintza and Rachel only were Tzaras through Zika. So let me try to explain what Rashi is saying, and I want to take time, but please let me explain it, because I don't have a chart in front of me to be able to illustrate the cases. Reuben and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Levi dies, married to Shmintza. You could make an argument that no one is allowed to make Yibum to Levi's wife, because how can Reuben be Miyabim her? She's a tzara to Shimon's wife, Bezika. And that's his wife's sister. How can Shimon be Miyabmer? She's a tzara to Reuven's wife, Bezika. The answer is, since she's coming from Levi, we don't allow the Zika to Reuven or Shimon to make her considered a tzara serva. I'm not sure why. But the halacha is, and this is what I don't know why, the halacha is that even if we hold yes Zika, we allow either Reuven or Shimon to do Yibum. And we don't say to Reuven, you can't do Yibum because Shmintza is also Zakuk to Shimon's wife, who is your Erva.
It weakens the Zika.
What?
It weakens the Zika.
Again, I'll let you do the explanation because I have trouble with explanation, but we'll leave it alone. But that's the halacha. So again, Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Nobody died. Nobody's divorced. Levi's married to Shmintza. Levi dies. Shmintza falls to Reuven or Shimon. Either one of the two. We hold yet Zika. But we don't say that Reuven can't be Miyabim her because she's Zokuk to Shimon's wife, to Shimon, and therefore she's a Tzaras Erva Bezika. We don't say that. We say she's Levi's wife, and Reuven can be Miyabim Levi's wife, or Shimon can be Miyabim Levi's wife. I'm not sure why Zika doesn't go so far, but it does. That halacha is halacha A on the chart. Halacha B on the chart. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Levi died. At that moment, we just said Reuven or Shimon can do Yibum. Even though Yezik. Reuven divorces Rachel. Shimon can still do Yibum to Shmintza. Reuven is not a factor here. Even though she was Zokuk to Reuven, right? We said that's not a factor. That was Exhibit A. That was the first thing we established, that even though Shmintza is Zokuk to both, it doesn't affect the ability to do Yibum.
The second case again.
Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters.
Levi died, and then
Reuven divorces his wife.
Stop.
Again, Shimon can still do Yibum to Shmintza.
Reuven can.
Reuven could also, if he wanted to. Why not? They could have done Yibum to Shmintza when they were married to the sisters, so why can't they do it now? Now, so that's Exhibit 2. So Exhibit 2 has Reuven divorcing Rachel, and that doesn't change anything.
You said if it happened the other way, it wouldn't. Yeah.
Again, follow me a case. I'm not going to third case. I'm going to one specific case. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Let's go through Exhibit A again. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Levi dies. Both Reuven and Shimon are allowed to do Yibum. I'm not sure why, but that's the halacha. Reuben is exhibit two. Reuben is simply married to sisters. Levi dies. Reuben divorces his wife.
No.
That doesn't affect the ability of either Reuben or Shimon doing Yibum to Shminsa. There's no difference. So he divorced her, he didn't divorce her, he can do Yibum either way. That's exhibit two. Exhibit three. Reuben and Shimon are married to sisters. Levi dies. Reuben divorces Rachel and marries Shmita. The new factor in the case is Reuben does Yibum to Shmita. And at the time of Levi's death, Reuben was married to Rachel. Right? So at one point, they had a common bond to Reuben. And Reuben divorced Rachel and married Shmita. Now, when Reuben dies, Shmita is falling from Reuben. Not from Levi. Shmita is falling straight from Reuben to Shimon. At one point, Shmita had a certain bond together with Rachel, the divorced Rachel. At one point, before Rachel got divorced, and before Reuben did Yibum, Shmita was zokel to Reuben and shared a common bond, some bond together with Rachel. And then that bond became, Rachel was out of the picture, but then Reuben was miyabim Shmita. So he strengthened that bond. He took that bond that had existed beforehand and made it real. It's his wife now. And she had once had a little shaychus to Rachel. So had she, Reuben, never done Yibum, we would have ignored that shaychus. We would have said she's Levi's wife. But Reuben did Yibum, so Levi's out of here. Now it's Reuben's wife, and at one point in history, Reuben, Rachel, and Shmita had some common bond. Not after Levi did, Reuben did Yibum, before Reuben did Yibum. But by the time, the bottom line is Reuben did do Yibum. He took his bond with Shmita and turned it into a real wife. So we look back at the history. Was Shmita ever a Tzaras Erva? And the answer is, once we're looking from Reuben's wife's perspective, she did share a common bond with Rachel at one point. And therefore, Shimon cannot do Yibum.
Why is it different when they case A? Why is it different in case A?
That's what I said. I don't understand. When I said I don't understand it, I said I don't understand it. No. He's asking good questions. Manushek, if you're recognizing the bond between Shmita and Rachel, so how can Shimon do Yibum before anything? How can Reuben do Yibum? There's a bond between Shmita and Leah too, which is what you're asking.
Not reinforced.
It's still there. It's there enough. By the time he reinforces it, Rachel is long gone. He divorced her. Time it says we go back in the history. So Manushek, why don't we do that? That's what I don't understand. That's why I started off and I said, I'll explain it to the best of my ability, but I don't understand it. What?
No one talks about this? What if he doesn't divorce her?
I'm smart enough not to say no one talks about it.
What if he doesn't divorce but she dies before she dies?
Same thing. Garrison and me said the same.
And she'll still be an Arab, even though that's ours.
Because at one point they shared a commonality. Even though that commonality was not enough to do anything.
Right.
What does that mean?
Because had Shimon decided to let Reuben not be Miyab and Shmita.
And the commonality also existed between her and Shimon.
Exact same thing. Exactly.
It's very hard to understand.
And that's why when I started off, I said I can present the facts, but I have a hard time understanding it.
Is this totally Zika or not?
Well, this is only if you have Zika. If there's no Zika, there's nothing to talk about. If there's no Zika, there's nothing to talk about. Let me read the Rashi again, because Rashi says this. Time of the Girish Balach is Tchila. It's because Rachel divorced his wife, the Achkach Meisnos in Achris, and then Levi died. Now, Philip is Zika, Leinasis, Sarasa, Miela. Shmita and Rachel never even had Zika. Ham Meisnos in Achris. If Levi would have died first. Vahuski could Achris for Bali Achris. And Levi's wife, Sprinza, would have been bound to both Reuven and Shimon. The Achikach Girish, and then Reuven would have divorced his wife. V'natza lezu and didjibum. Hayu v'kaidim shigirish, natza sarasa bezika. Since before Reuven divorced Rachel, Sprinza was zika to Reuven. Asura al-Ochiv k'shiyama samagarish. When Reuven dies, Sprinza can't be miyubim, can't have yibum to Shimon, because she once shared a common bond with Rachel. Now here comes Rashi. Bishlaimi Eloi Katsa. Had Reuven not done yibum, and Levi would have died. Right. Have a muteris for them, Machmazika Sakhavarishan. Shimon could marry her. She's Levi's wife. I ignore the fact that she has Zika to Reuven. I ignore the fact that she has Zika to Shimon. She's Levi's wife. Avum Shikansa, but Reuven did Yibum. The action was Kuka Lazami Kayak Bala Erva. Now she's coming to Shimon as Reuven's wife.
Kuka means after he dies also.
After he dies, correct. Asura, because once upon a time, she had a common bond with Rachel, who was divorced before the Yibum. The Avagat Lohis at Surah Selah. So this is a Neuridic Echidish, that even though, and this is the hard part that I don't understand, if Reuven would have never done Yibum, Zika doesn't make a problem here. Why not? Why isn't there Zika to Reuven and to Shimon?
He never married her.
Why is Zika from him?
Because she's
zonking
to both of them.
Zika. Again, she's zonking to both of them, even if Reuven ends up doing Yibum later. She was still zonking to both of them.
I understand. Sarah Zika is not the same as once he does finalizes the marriage. Sarah Zika before, just because of Levi, does not make it.
Again, when Levi died, if you would have asked me, if you hold yet Zika, and I wouldn't know anything, I would have said neither Reuben nor Shimon can do Yibum. Because she's Taras Achais Isha Bezika to both of them. That's what I would have answered you. She's bound to Reuben, she's bound to Shimon. They have Ervas, so she's bound as a Taras Ervas to both of them. So both Reuben and Shimon would have to give Chalitza, one of them would have to give Chalitza. There's no way we could allow Yibum. That's what I would have told you.
She's a total
nachris, but Zika accomplished a bond. That's what I would have said, but Rashi tells me I'm wrong. Yes, Corey.
What if Reuven only did Mimer?
You know, please don't complicate the case. Please don't do this to me.
Why don't you mention that case?
Again, I'd rather not touch it because it takes a complicated case and double complicates.
When I look at
Rusa
today, the new guy, I'm not
going to bring Mimer. I'm sorry?
That
what?
By only doing
Mimer. No, but the previous Mishnah didn't have the divorce afterwards. But have to complicate it, meaning Reuven did Mimer after or before he did?
It doesn't matter.
I don't think it would make a difference. He still, Shimon would have to give Chalitza. Because the bottom line is, it's still Tzara Sachais Ish
Tebezika. It's even weaker than the last one.
True, but it makes no difference. Yes. I'm sorry? Who?
Asking the same thing, giving a different answer.
He just says the fact. He doesn't explain it. He asked the question.
But he's also saying a different halacha than Rashi.
No, he's not.
You think if they were both alive, then the zika doesn't bother. But when one dies, then the zika bothers. Rashi depends on the second one marrying or doing evil, and she's fallen from the second to
right, but it still doesn't explain it.
No, but it's a different
different halacha. I'm not going to complicate things. Complicated enough. But the bottom line is it doesn't explain why. Tosfos asked the question, it says that's just the way it is. He changes the halacha slightly, but again, he does change the halacha, but it doesn't explain why it is that way.
Allowed to marry two sisters
divorced after divorces
want to marry the other sister?
No.
That's an
error. No, it's a b'chayah. No, it's an
error. Even though divorced.
Doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
The galus evasa allow b'chayah. The Torah reveals as long as sister one is alive, he can never marry sister two.
Okay.
It's chiddush that after sister one dies, sister two becomes mataris. It's a chiddush. Okay. Frank the Gemara. Now, so much was said now that we're going to be returning to. So I spent a lot of time on this, but I think it's very important that we're not finished with this, so we'll be coming back. Frank the Gemara. If you remember, I tried to point this out yesterday, that in the beginning of the Amud, the Mishnah said, the first Mishnah on this Amud had three brothers married to two sisters. One of the brothers died, that was married to a sister, right? And the one married, again, Reuben and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Reuben died. Levi made a mimer. And Rachel. And then Levi died. So Levi's wife is Sarah, is a rabbinic Sarah's erva. That was the case in the beginning of the page.
The
Shprinza, again. Reuben and Shimon are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Levi died. Sorry, Reuben died. Levi made a mimer. And then Levi died. Shimon can't be Miyab and Shprinza because she was a co-wife rabbinically with Rachel. That's what the Mishnah asked, why do we need mimer? Say Zika. And the Gemara said, it's a riot that the Mishnah holds ain't Zika. We had that yesterday. Here, Rav Ashi is proving from this Mishnah the Yesika. So we have a contradiction in Mishnayos in the same page. Top Mishnah, have to be on the same page, it makes no difference if the printer put it on the same page. The top Mishnah seems to indicate Enzika. And the bottom Mishnah seems to indicate Yesika. So Rav Ashi has to reconcile the first Mishnah, and Rav Nachman, who proved from the first Mishnah Enzika, has to be able to reconcile the second Mishnah. That's what's going to be on the Gemara's agenda right now. Correct the Gemara. Well, Rav Ashi kashes Rav Nachman. Rav Ashi has a problem with the Mishnah that Rav Nachman used to prove Ein Zika. Rashi kashes Rav Nachman. The Dayak. I didn't do the Rashi betray Achik. When Levi died before Reuben divorced Rachel, she was bound to both. And that asks her, when Reuben does Yibum, that Shimon can never be Miyabim her, even after he divorces Rachel. Kashid Rav Nachman, the Dayak Lel Mestam Asnissen, this proves Ein Zik even by one brother. Amalach Ravashi. Ravashi says, don't make that diak from the first Mishnah. Because, let me explain. The Mishnah over there is trying to teach me that we don't agree to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, if Reuben and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, and Reuben dies, and Levi does Mimer, right? Remember we said according to Beis Shammai that it's biblical, according to one opinion. That means, at that point, Levi is married to Reuben's wife. And if Levi were to die, they don't even need Chalitza. Because Shimon is married to his sister, and they're co-wives. He actually married her, he did Mimer. So our Mishnah wants to show me, no, Mimer doesn't do that. Mimer is only rabbinic. So really, the Mishnah could have said that halacha without Mimer. But the Mishnah wants to tell me, Maimer doesn't change anything. She still needs Chalitza. That's why the Mishnah, the beginning case, said Asa B'Maimer. Dr. Rashi, Hu Adin Avagav Gliyava B'Maimer. Nachris Michlus Chalt Yivum Eloi Miyadma. Whether Levi did or didn't do Maimer, Reuven died, he left over Rachel, and then Levi died, Shimon can't do Yibum, because it's Tzaras Achais Ishtai, Mezika. The problem is, why did the Mishnah have to say Maimer? To tell me, Father Tani Maimer, Lafuki mi Beishamai, the Amr Maimer Kaina, Kinyan Gomer, Kamathman, the like Beishamai. Comes to teach me that we don't hold like Beishamai. So the reason the Mishnah picked Maimer was a separate reason. Really, if Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, and Reuven died, and then Levi died, Shimon can't do Yibum to Levi's wife. Because when Reuven died, Rachel became a co-wife with Shmita Bezika. Now Levi dies, Shimon can't do Yibum. So why did the Mishnah say Levi did Maimer? Because according to Beis Shammai, when Levi does Maimer, there wouldn't even be need Chalitza. That Mishnah wants to tell me, you still need Chalitza.
Know that from another place in the Gemara that we don't
pass them
like
Beis Shammai? On this very Mishnah. I mean, in Shas we never pass them like Beis Shammai, but Mishnarius will teach me that we're not going like Beis Shammai. That's not a kasha. Rashi. So it's Amalek HaVashi, HaHudi Yukadu El'av Davka. Don't make the diak of the first Mishnah. Even if Levi had not made Maimer Reuven's wife, when Levi dies, there would only be Chalitza Na'ibam. Because when Reuven died, it was Achais Isha. So therefore, Shprinza becomes Achais Isha Mezika. But the Chiddush is, not like Beis Shammai, it says Kinyan Gomer. And he wouldn't even need chalitza. Comes to tell me that there is chalitza. Okay, I hope I'm still keeping everybody's attention here, because we have another 15 lines of this, and then we're finished for this mark. As I warned people, this is it. Back to Gemara. Ula Rav Nachman, Kasha de Rav Ashi. And according to Rav Nachman, what do we do with this Mishnah? The Mishnah said, the only reason it's mutter is because Levi died after Reuven divorced Rachel. The inference was, if Levi had died before Reuven divorced Rachel, and then Reuven had done Yibam, there would be a problem. And that's a Raya Yet Zika. Rav Nachman said, Ein Zika. So how did he learn this Mishnah? The Chi Tema, Hu Adin Dafilu Meizrach Kachirish Jerasa Moteris. And if you're going to tell me, don't make the inference, ignore it. The Mishnah is just picking one of two cases, but it could have said the other case also, which is some wanted to suggest earlier, Elazuhi Lemutemai. The Mishnah uses the word Zuhi. This is the case. We don't write this is the case when we're picking one of many cases. You don't want to make the inference. Okay, you can live that way. I don't like it. But then the Mishnah said, this is it. This is it. This is it. Has to be excluding something else. The Krashi. If you're going to say, Hu Adin Afilu Meis Nasi Nachris, even if Levi would have died, V'achakak Yirish Echa Mibala Achis Es Ishtai, V'kantum Ataris L'Shlishi Kishiyamus, that, when he dies, V'amin Ataris Achais Ishtas Yisem Zikav Mikara Kaitim Gerishin, and we hold Ein Zika, to what is Zui? El Zui L'mutimai. To what is Zui excluding? And for the Gemara. L'mutei Kanat V'achakak Yirish. Okay. What would happen in the following scenario? Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Levi dies. Reuven does Yibum to Shrinza. He's still married to Rachel. Now he's married to Rachel and to Shrinza.
Real Tzaras.
This is real Tzaras, exactly. And then...
He divorced
Rachel. Again, Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah. Levi died. Reuven married Shrinza. Yibum.
Surely
should. What? Then Reuven died. I'm sorry. Then Reuven divorces Rachel. Now, Reuven's only married to Shrinza. But at one point, he was married to both. Reuven dies, and his only wife left to Shrinza. Can Shimon do Yibum?
No.
So we had a machlokes back in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Whether we look at the moment of death, or we look through the history of marriage. This case was the case of the Machlokes. Once upon a time, Reuven was married to Rachel and Shrinza. By the time Reuven died, he was only married to Shrinza. At what point do we you ask the question, is she a Tzaras Erva? Anytime during the marriage, or only at the point of death? So back in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, we had a Machlokes. One man the Amar said, you go by the whole history of the marriage. Rabbi Yamar said, you look at the moment of death. This Mishnah is telling me that you look through the whole history of marriage. The reason the Mishnah had Levi die prior, the Mishnah had Rachel being divorced prior, is if the Mishnah wanted to avoid, if Reuven would marry Shrinza while he's still married to Rachel, even if he divorces Rachel subsequently, Shrinza would be asked because of the Tzaras Erva, because he was once a real Tzara, not a Tzidka nothing, a real Tzara. Sakti Gemara, Elazui Lemute Mai, Lemute Kara Kanas V'Achikak Yerish. It comes to exclude if he married her and then he divorced Rachel. Rashi?
That's worse.
Because she was a real co-wife.
Tzidka.
Zugi does with
Aaron.
I thought we were saying
Zugi is Rav Nachman says, ain't Zika. Problem is, what does he do with our Mishnah? The Mishnah infers, yes, Zika. So he said, the Mishnah is not inferring, yes, Zika. The Mishnah is inferring that if Reuven would have been married to both of them at one time, even though at the time of his death, he had disposed of the Erva, she's still us.
So it's not like that, Rashi,
No, because he's going with Rav Nachman now. He's not going with Zika. That Rav Nachman holds, the Mishnah holds, and Zika. Rashi. Kanas hanachris, v'yachikav girish es ishto yomeis, da'asura hanachris mishim tzaras achais isha. V'yad v'agav da'ashta b'shas nofila, v'av tzaras ninu. Even though now when they fall, they're no longer co-wives, I look at the fact they were once married together. Sorry. But let's do it this way. Anybody that works in this Gemara takes away so many Yisurim. The Amelis in this Gemara, that's what Yavamas does. Takes away all that toil in this Gemara takes away a lot of Yisurim.